A lecture and screening of two documentary films about transgender youth in the Catskills are planned in Woodstock Saturday. The filmmaker and psychology professor who will be on hand talk about the films and transgender discrimination. The discussion will focus on gender-based stereotypes with regard to transgender people and bias in the media. The award-winning documentary shorts that were shot in Ellenville, Ulster County, and are being screened are Passing Ellenville and All About Amy. The documentaries follow two impoverished transgender youth and their transgender mentor making their way through the gender transition process while trying to survive in an economically depressed town in the Catskills. Gene Fisher is a photographer and with Sam Centaur co-directed the films. Fisher talks about why he became involved in focusing on the transgender community through photos and film.
I'm a cisgender man, meaning that I am male, identify as male. I am gay. When I was these kids' age, when I first met them, you know, I was 18, 19, I was struggling with my sexuality as a gay man. And I just saw so many similarities with them struggling in their transgender identity at the same age. And that's what really drew me to tell their stories, because I wish I had someone, you know, I went to gay reparation therapy when I was 21 years old. I was sent by my parents. So, you know, it was really the same kind of things as a gay man, you know, 20 years later, what's happening for trans people. So I don't think this is going to change overnight. The fact that we see Caitlyn Jenner on TV or I Am Jazz does create a little bit of complacency. It's great that what's going on with the transgender bathroom issue, but I don't think it's going to change overnight. It's going to be a long time still.
Dr. Susan Nolan, clinical psychologist and now psychology professor at Seton Hall University in New Jersey, says she hopes audience members walk away from the film and discussion with a better understanding of transgender people.
One of the most important things in reducing prejudice is contact. And obviously, actual contact and interaction is the best thing, and hopefully that will occur to some degree at this event. But even contact through getting to know somebody and about their lives in a much more personal way. This person's not just a transgender person, they're also a community activist, or they work in a garden, or they going to school, so learning about them as a full person helps to reduce prejudice. So I hope people walk away with a fuller understanding of what transgender people are and that they're people just like all of us.
She says discrimination against transgender people is higher than that against others in the LGBT community, and poverty is a major issue.
I think people don't understand the level of discrimination and how that ties to poverty, because what we see is the famous people who are transgender, who are actors, or Caitlyn Jenner and Chaz Bono, and we see these people as being, they're very wealthy, so we don't get a sense of the typical person, and that's extremely atypical. So I think more and more, as we're including it in courses, for example, I write an introductory psychology textbook that's used widely across the U.S., and I included some of the stories from the people in Gene's films in that book. And it's really amazing when I talk to students who've read that section or seen some of this, the way that they change their empathy toward the opening story of the chapter that I use is James, who is featured prominently in Gene's first film. And people really can resonate with James just as a young person who also happens to be transgender. So I think that's really huge in reducing prejudice, to be able to have students be able to think beyond the T, that this is a whole person.
And she speaks to another issue.
One of the big issues is that the rates of depression, other mental health issues, and particularly suicide, are a lot higher in the LGBT community than non-LGBT. For example, among young people, gay people are 4 times as likely to attempt suicide and 9 times as likely to attempt suicide if they're rejected by their family. These rates are even higher among transgender, so I can't emphasize enough how essential the kinds of things that Gene and Sam and others are doing to raise awareness so that the stigma and the rejection and even the violence against this community diminish. The psychological ramifications of the rejection part are really enormous.
Meanwhile, Fisher points out what is next regarding the films.
Even after we did the films, we've kept filming. You know, even after we start, you know, cut the films and showed the short documentaries, we've been filming for the additional 2 years because we know we want to follow the stories, and we are now trying to either do one of two things. We're going to show it into make it into a feature film with more updated footage, or we're talking to a producer about trying to package it for TV, which would be my ideal, because we be seen by more eyes on TV than we would be on in a film, in a small film.
He says the stories have evolved slowly.
The other thing that's really interesting in the new footage over, I would say, the last year, James and Ashley, when I first met them 4 years ago, you know, there were two kids in a town, in a little town that's heavily poverty-ridden in Ellenville. They were aligned. They were very different people, but they were brought together on this one issue because they were the two trans kids. But now, after 4 years and feeling better about themselves and who they're becoming, they're both on hormones, their personalities have really come out, and they don't get along. And they both have very, very different stances on what does it mean to be transgender. And I think that's going to be really interesting in the new film, in the new footage that we have, where what it means to James, it's not about appearance, it's about who I am inside, where Ashley, it's very much about who she is on the outside and how people perceive her.
The screening of the documentary shorts, Passing Ellenville and All About Amy, along with a discussion, take place Saturday evening at 6 at St. Gregory's Church in Woodstock. Proceeds benefit St. Gregory's and family of Ellenville. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.